across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's great to welcome into the studio Georgina Forbes. You're kind of like, which hat you're wearing today? But you've just recently moved across. You're now with East Anglian Air Ambulance.
Yeah, I am.
And well, welcome along. And that must be quite different to the work you used to before at Romsey Mill.
It's... Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a bigger budget.
Yeah, and a bigger coffer that needs filling every year, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at your website, and it's crazy. 1,111 helicopter missions so far this year.
Yeah.
602 RRV missions, where you go out in the car. You were saying you can't fly the helicopter at night, despite the fact you could.
Yeah, well, it's not, the helicopters are night equipped, but and we've got permission to fly at night, but we only fly up to midnight because we basically can't afford to fly 24/7. So that is in February this year. Mission 24/7 was launched, which is a big campaign to actually raise that extra £1 million so that we can actually fly 24/7 service to reach patients through the hours of the night time as well as during the day.
My goodness, and looking at the figures, you've reached so far 1,071 patients, and these are people, you guys don't get called on unless it's like we really need you now, isn't
Absolutely.
It? So this is pretty much often life and death, isn't it?
It is, and I think what a lot of people think about the service is that it's just about getting you to hospital quickly. It isn't. It's about bringing the hospital out to you. So the helicopter is actually equipped with everything that you would need in a trauma centre. You've got a highly trained paramedic and a consultant level doctor on each trip with two pilots.
Well, I remember,
so that comes out to you.
you're a Camborne person. I used to be a Camborne person, and I used to live right by one of the sports centres in Camborne, and there was this almighty noise one evening. Looked out, and down was coming the helicopter. And you're absolutely right. It was a doctor being whisked into the sports centre to just look at somebody who had collapsed there and. It, rather than get him to hospital, bring the hospital, bring the medic to him.
Absolutely.
And that was extraordinary.
Yeah, I mean, most of our call-outs are for cardiac arrests, which obviously that is something that is very time dependent on you getting a positive outcome, and also road traffic accidents. And actually, they're performing surgery on the roadside very often.
Don't.
So, I mean, but it's extraordinary. I mean, it makes me... so proud of the charity I work for. I mean, I love Romsey Mill. It's a completely different kind of work.
Yeah,
it's really essential. But when you meet the doctors and the paramedics and the pilots and these people that are doing such great work, and you meet the patients who say, if it wasn't for you, I'd be dead, or you saved my little girl, or do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's so rewarding.
I remember being, I was in Addenbrookes, I broke my hip because I fell off a motorbike, and I remember being in Addenbrookes, and I was about 8 floors up in Addenbrookes overlooking a field, and I was watching the news, and the news had 2 lorries had fallen over on the M25, and one of the drivers had serious leg injuries and was being taken to Addenbrookes, and at that point there was this yellow helicopter in the sky. I thought, hello, here he comes, and literally came down and landed. But it is that, you think, hang on, 1 minute it's being reported on the M25, the next minute the guy is here, he's in Addenbrookes.
Yeah.
It's...
Well, you know, when that red phone goes, they're up and away in 4 minutes. And the
it's
thing
going,
is,
isn't it?
It is really going it. But also, what it strikes me, like, often we have stressful times during our jobs, but can you imagine sitting around waiting, suddenly the phone goes, and there you're off, all the adrenaline. And that's what they go through every day, and that is such a roller coaster ride. I don't know how they do it.
I did talk once to a couple of paramedics, a couple of women, in fact, who I was talking to, and I said, I don't know how you do that. I don't know how, you know. And their response was, listen, if you're dead or lying there by the side of the road, we are the best chance you've got. If we can't save you, you know what? You weren't going to be saved anyway. And I thought that's got to be the way you look at it, is we may not win, but we are the best chance you've got.
And also, one thing that really strikes me from talking to patients is that we are turning up probably on the worst day of your life.
Yeah.
And things are usually incredibly chaotic. Mm. Everybody's really, really scared. But one thing that people usually say is, as soon as those guys walk through the door, you know you're in good hands. They have a calm about them. They know what they're doing and they get on with the job.
Yeah.
And you can't fault that, can you? That's exactly what you need. No. So, yeah.
Well, it's an amazing job you do, but it costs a lot to do it.
It does indeed.
And we're now going to turn our attention to National Air Ambulance Week, which is coming right up.
It is indeed. So, air ambulances across the country are members of the National Association of Air Ambulances. And once a year, We all turn our focus to making a big noise and shouting about how great we are. And this year, the dates for Air Ambulance Week are from the 9th to the 15th of September. And what we're doing across the four counties that we cover, we're doing big bucket collections. We're trying to get the public out to help raise a bit of awareness and raise some money for us. And we've got a lot going on in central Cambridge.
Right.
So we need volunteers.
Okay, that sounds fair. I mean, at the end of the day, you could be helping people who one day are going to come and, you know, God forbid, but come and help you. So this is
absolutely
kind of self-preservation. We need the air ambulance, and well, hopefully none of us will ever need it. We hope it just sits there and gathers dust, but we know that's not the case. So what do you need people to do?
Well, they need to contact us if they're happy to come out. It's Wednesday the 11th, Friday the 13th, or Saturday the 14th, any time from between 10 and 4. And they'll do a two-hour stint. You don't need any qualifications to participate.
Right.
You just need to come along with a big smile. There'll be lots of people managing this, because obviously it's quite a big undertaking.
Yes.
So you won't be left alone to do it by yourself.
Right, so you'll be perhaps with a few other people who've maybe done it before.
Absolutely, and there'll be coordinators there.
Because it's quite, I mean, I've done a bit of bucket shaking for children in need, and you do feel a bit...
Hang on, you're not allowed to shake the bucket.
No, okay? Well, that's the first thing I was taught. Neil, what? You're not allowed to do that. It's like, oh, for goodness sake. So
you're absolutely right.
Yeah. I was quite nervous being out, and it was quite nice, because I was with a couple of people from Rotary, and it's like, ah, they know how to do it. It's like, well, first thing you're doing is you're doing that wrong. So you'll be with people who've done it before, who know what they're doing,
and it's good fun. We make it good fun, and it's a nice sort of, I don't know, like team building. You meet people, you're doing something a bit different. It is a bit scary if you've not done it before, but it's good, and people respond really well. They know about the service,
yes,
and they respond really well. They'll often stop and tell you their stories about, you know, how amazing the service was, how a relative of theirs was saved, or whatever. And it's a real feel-good thing. And at the end of the day, we're raising money to keep that helicopter in the air.
And
so
we really need it.
We do
need it. And especially here, because I mean, I always find, especially with some of the road closures and things we've got around here, it's always been a bit of a trick. From where I used to live around Campbell and Highfields, Caldicott, getting to Bar Hill, it's almost, you know, if the roads are slightly, it's almost impossible to get to Bar Hill. But you need an air ambulance to do that, because you can't go, oh, well, yeah, the road's closed. Oh, it's a 15-mile detour. We might not have the time to do that.
No.
So especially in sort of semi-rural areas like this, you guys must be
absolutely
critical to it.
So many of the areas. I mean, that's why our service is, we're so keen to get it up as a 24/7 service, because so many of our areas are very remote, and it could take 45 minutes to get an ambulance to you.
And
in
as
some
you say,
places
with road traffic accidents, a lot of those happen at night
absolutely
on unlit roads.
Absolutely. And our pilots, don't get me started on the pilots, they are so, so cool.
I've got a picture of them up on my screen. Yes.
A lot of them are from the military, and their skills are just extraordinary. So they are flying. They're used to flying in very difficult situations, so nothing phases them. They're going to get those doctors in, whatever.
I was on the Marylebone Road in London once, and it was chocker, because there was an accident right by the Euston Tower, and there was a little one of those crescent gardens that you get just off to a side of the Marylebone Road. And it's trees and everything, and then suddenly there was this... I thought, he's not going to... He did. He landed it in amongst a load of trees in this... Obviously, the only place he could land it, everywhere else was cars. Mm. And this guy brought the air ambulance down in this garden. I thought, full marks.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even got the right area. I'd have had to go and land it in Regent's Park and walk. But it is. Yeah. It's an extraordinary skill.
Yeah.
An extraordinary skill. And not to be taken lightly. These guys really do put themselves out.
Yeah, everything's brought together just right to really bring about a service that makes a difference, you know, spectacularly. So I'm very passionate about it.
I can imagine. Now, I'm going to have to mention the Prince word, but I mean, Prince William, his experience with you, it was great to hear about that.
Yeah.
And he was, I think, you know, he'd done his search and rescue when he was in the military, but even he was saying his experience with the air ambulance, it taught him things, and that experience firsthand of people needing paramedic help kind of changed everything that he was doing.
Yeah, well, I've spoken to people that... experienced the service during his time, and he'd get out and get his hands dirty. He was, you know, when you've got someone in that life or death situation, you need an extra pair of hands. He was there. He wasn't holding back. And I think that, you know, it would have been an amazing experience. But I appreciate, too, that given his own loss of his mother...
Under those circumstances,
yeah. It must have been very, very difficult for him psychologically, to sort of experience that. But, yeah, he did a really good job and raised awareness of the service. I mean,
absolutely.
A lot of people know about air ambulances now, whereas maybe they hadn't even thought about them before unless they'd used the service. So
there we are. So we need your help for National Air Ambulance Week, the 9th to the 15th of September. Those particular dates again, though, Georgina?
The particular dates are Wednesday the 11th.
Right.
Friday the 13th, one not
Don't
to
let
forget.
That put you off.
Don't let it put you
Be
off.
Be fine.
No. And Saturday the 14th.
Okay, and if people want to get hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, they can email, and it's volunteer@eaaa.org.uk, or the wonderful Debbie Howland has given me her work mobile if you'd like to get in touch and find out more about it and discuss it. And I can give you that if
that's
okay.
Yeah, you can read it out on air and by all means leave it with us. If you're driving along thinking I can't write this down, don't worry, text me in the studio when it's safe to do so and I'll send you that number out.
That's great. So it's 07703 684 599.
Okay, there we go. That's Debbie Howland.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're driving along or whatever, or under any circumstances, you can't write that number down when you want it, just get in touch with us here at the studio anytime you like and we'll send you that number back out. If people, for whatever reason, can't volunteer but would still like to donate, I'm assuming you won't turn their money down.
Oh, no.
So if people want to... So if people say, well, I can't, you know, I just can't do it, or physically can't do it, I can't stand around, but I'd quite happily chip in a tenner. Mm. How can people donate?
If you go on the website, there'll be an opportunity to donate there. So that's always just real straightforward. So I'd suggest that being the way forward.
Fantastic. And that would be
donating.
Great if you can help, because the numbers are crazy, but you know, we know the work you do and it's worth every penny.
Just to say that it's currently 12 million a year we have to raise. And if we want to go 24/7, we have to raise the extra million, taking it up to 13 million a year. But we looked at the statistics and we're forecasting that if we can fly 24/7, we can potentially reach another 600 incidents
within
a year. So, I mean, it shows you.
Yeah.
You know,
the return on that is...
For us, it's a no-brainer. It's essential, really, because we know, you know, all of the good stories I know when people have had their lives saved, if those have happened in the hours of darkness, and it was really important that they got help very, very quickly, it wouldn't have happened.
No. There we are. So that's just how critical this money is. So National Air Ambulance Week, 9th to the 15th of September. Support it in any way you can, if you can particularly help Georgina and the team to go out and not shake buckets, but stand with buckets in Cambridge.
I have something here for you.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do we have time for me to,
of course you
to
do.
Talk a little bit about this?
Go on.
Well, I'm challenging you, Neil.
Oh,
right. Side. Well, you
thanks
can't...
for briefing me about this.
No, this is to show how good you are.
All right, okay.
Well, no, because of National Air Ambulance Week, and I know you support East Anglian Air Ambulance.
Yes.
So what I am challenging you, first of all, I'm bringing out of my bag an East Anglian Air Ambulance tea towel.
All right.
So that's the first thing. It's okay. A little gift. The next thing is another branded item. It's an apron.
It's an apron.
What wonderful apron. And the other thing I've got in here are branded cupcake cases.
Okay.
And I'm challenging you during Air Ambulance Week to make cakes for your colleagues and shout out about the local air ambulance service and to get it out there on social media.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't want cupcakes if I made them. But no, I may pass this challenge down to my colleagues on breakfast because we could do even better there.
That would
so
be lovely.
So I may have a word with Mr. Clover and Miss Milazzo and see if
well,
we can't
I bought you loads
more
of
cupcake
these.
Holders.
I bought you four packs of cupcake holders and I want to see nice lots of pictures of very colourful cupcakes.
We'll do that.
Celebrating the.
We'll do that. Okay. So we've got to get those ready for the 9th to 15th of September.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. We accept your challenge.
I'm
absolutely.
Very pleased.
I may keep the tea towel.
You can keep the tea towel.
Excellent. All right. I'll have a word with the team here and we'll see who, because there are some good cooks here.
Yeah.
I would probably wind up just poisoning people, but there are some good cooks
here.
That
would make the news, wouldn't it?
Well, they'd probably need the air ambulance to get to Adbrooks. And that's not what we're here to do.
No.
I think we can do something. Absolutely
good.
Think we can do something. And before you go, you've got to say a little personal hello as well.
I do, indeed. I've recently had my godson, Gideon, staying with me with his girlfriend, Kayla, and they're in the air at the moment, travelling back to Michigan. They left this morning, and they were gutted that they were going to miss their godmum on the radio. So I'm telling them that they've got to listen online. So hi, Gideon and Kayla.
Excellent stuff. Listen, it's lovely to see you. Thank you again on behalf of the general public for all the work that the air ambulance does.
You.
Well, we need it. And, you know, I think you do know you are appreciated.
Yeah, well, you know, we thank all of our supporters, because there is so many people out there that have given over the years, and that are, you know, our volunteers are second to none. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. And if people want to get involved in any way, you know, just check out the website. And if you want to volunteer, use that volunteer email address or
absolutely.
The phone number that Neil's got. So we'd love to hear from you.
Super. Georgina, lovely to see you. I'll start and get baking then. We'll arrange for people to do that. And we'll get you back in to sample these cupcakes anyway. That's Georgina Forbes from East Anglian Air Ambulance. I'm just going to put my apron on. Be back.